So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Dan. Hope you're well today. Welcome to the podcast. So we're going to talk today about the four things that you should have started investing in your 20s or 30s. But as we say, don't worry if you're not there yet. You know, if you're in your 50s like me, I didn't really start CrossFit until I turned 50. And, you know, that has transformed my life. And we'll get into that. But if you're in your 20s or if you're in your 30s, your 50s are coming, right? And I can tell you, as a man who's in my 50s, that if you don't prepare yourself for your 40s and 50s and 60s, first of all, it'll come incredibly fast. Second of all, it's going to catch you out, because what happens is, you know, time is just this weird thing where you blink and, oh, 10 years has gone past, 15 years has gone past. You know, it's 2023, for goodness sake. How did that happen? I'm still in 1998, for God's sake, watching the NBA playoffs back then, you know, 20 years ago. Like, it's just 25 years ago. Heck, it's just bizarre. My 20s began over 30 years ago. It's just bizarre. And I've got massive regrets about some of the things that I should have done, what I could have done, but I didn't do. And I don't want other people to make those sort of mistakes. So that's really where this podcast came from. So let's crack on with it. So investment number one that you should be making in your 20s and 30s is a weights program and a cardio program. And look, it's not good enough for you to go, well, I'll just wait until I get fat. Because by the time you've got fat, getting unfat is the hardest thing you'll ever do, right? You might lose a weight, but then you put it back on. And this really comes down to having habits. You know, I played a lot of basketball from the age of 14. So for 35 years, I was watching the NBA playoffs this morning, as it happens. I love basketball. Absolutely loved it, right? Played a decent level, scored 48 points in three quarters. I mean, I was on fire, right? But it's like running, like, and what I mean by that is it's just very one-dimensional. Unless you're hitting the gym and lifting, lifting weights, you know, if you're a runner and all you do is run, are you fit? Or are your knees just hurting and your back's just hurting? You need all-round cardio and all-round muscularity on your physique. And I'm not saying that you should become Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's not it at all. But you should have a combination of, and I should have put this in there actually, a better diet, lifting weights, and cardio. Because those three things combined, like, there's nothing like health, and you don't realise it until you get unhealthy, or you get overweight, or your knees hurt. I get beer knees, for God's sake, which means when I have too many pints, my knees start to hurt. And when I'm kneeling up and I rock forward on my knees, they go, I can hear my knees, for God's sake. Clearly, some of that's come from basketball because of the, you know, the knee problems that everybody has when you're running and jumping and so on. But you can prolong life with a better diet, more weights or weights, and cardio. It doesn't even have to be as intense. You know, sometimes I go to CrossFit four times, sometimes it's five times. But even now, I'm like, I could go three times a week and still get a good enough workout. Boy, we've got a video coming out in the morning that shows you the workout that we did. It was a killer today. Absolutely awesome workout, however. And then the other side of this is that because you're now making an investment in your body. Now, remember what an investment is. An investment is something that's going to pay off at some point in the future. And if you're managing yourself, I mean, I saw a personal trainer. He was like 23 and he's having a go at people in their 40s. Well, it's not hard just to keep fit. Yeah, it's really easy when you're 23. I had a six pack at 25. Really easy. Compare that to when you're 40s, 50s and 60s, suddenly it's not so easy. It's goddamn hard work, right? And so the investment that you make today will pay you dividends in a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years and so on. I saw a guy doing pull-ups. He's 87. I think he was 87. 87 years old, he's doing more pull-ups than most 30-year-olds. Get this in place. Find a way, even if you're busy, even if you've got kids, especially if you've got kids, you want to live as long as you can to see them and grandkids and great-grandkids, right? Hitting the gym, watching what you eat, getting running in some way. Even better is if you can combine all of these things. So I do CrossFit,
And there's a high level of cardio that's required for that, because for exercises which involve Olympic weightlifting and so on, they come in thick and fast, and you're soon out of breath, and you have to, you know, push through the pain barrier. And the pain barrier isn't that the weight's too heavy. The pain barrier is that you're wheezing like an old man, right? And you're really struggling to move on to the next set. There's a massive amount of cardio, a massive amount of weights involved in that. And as long as you keep your ego in check, you won't get injured. So one of the other things that you should be looking to invest in your 20s and 30s that are going to help you when you get to 50s and 60s is investing in two things. One of those is an ISA, tax-free ISAs. Awesome. You've got up to like 20-odd grand that you can put in every year. That's a lot of money. That's £2,000 a month that you have to save. Most people aren't saving that. Start with 50 quid. Start with £100. Start with £200. Start with whatever you can. And at the same time, you know, split it in two, put half into an ISA and half into a pension. The reason why you want to put something into an ISA, and this isn't financial advice because I can't give you financial advice, the reason why I would put half into an ISA and I would put half into a pension is that if in 10 years' time I see a house that I want to buy, I can access the money in the ISA. I can't access the funds in the pension. But there's some real tax benefits from having a pension, but you can't access it until you're later, you know, 55. Maybe that's going to change with, you know, new pension stuff that's all coming out, where people are getting older, can't access a state pension until they're 67 now. I mean, who knows, right? So you want to kind of have a 50-50. And again, this is what I would do. This is not financial advice. I can't give financial advice. Do your own research. But I would be putting money into an ISA and I'd be putting money into a pension. One of the other really cool and groovy things that you can do, by the way, is that you can open a pension for your kids. As soon as they turn, I think, 16 or 18, you can get them a pension. Just put 50 quid away for them every month. You're not going to miss it. Stick it away. When they get to 55 or 60 and they've got £500,000 in their bank account to pay off a house or to get on the housing ladder when they're 50s, because that's where it's going, that is going to be life-changing for them. You might well be dead and buried, but you've left them this nest egg of a pension. It's really, really powerful. Can't express that enough. The other thing that I think you should be doing, and I did this an awful lot, I got myself very self-educated. I've got a lot of skill sets. And by the way, I've got some really dreadful skill sets. It was Mother's Day here on Sunday. Buying Mother's Day gifts is not in my skill set, shall we say. It is one of the hardest things I've ever had to do and have to do. We've got our wedding anniversary coming up. God knows, 10 years. What do I get them for a 10-year? I'm going to buy them a holiday. It's a holiday. Easy, right? Like, what do you do? I don't know. I'm useless at gift buying. It's just not in my physical, psychological makeup to buy gifts. I'm great at buying stuff for me. Easy. Buying stuff for someone else. So look, I've got a lot of skill sets. I've got some skill sets that I've not got a lot of. But focusing on the ones that's going to generate some cash flow, like, I learned to create websites using Dreamweaver, and we were selling websites for like 99 quid. I was like 20 years old, for God's sake. Probably wasn't 20, I was late 20s. But 99 quid here, 150 quid there, £200 here, couple of them every month. That would all come in, put the money into an ISA or a PEP, was it called back in those days? Whatever it was called. That stuff was really powerful. Because now I can monetize some of the education. And, you know, in 2023, we call it a side hustle. Dude, we were doing side hustles when I was 18 in college, buying 1,000 floppy disks, 3.5 inch. They weren't even floppy. I don't know why they called them floppy disks. But buying 1,000 3.5 inch floppy disks and then packing them up into 50s and 100s and 200s and then selling them out for more than I bought them for. We had all these side hustles. And then teaching people how to use Word back in those days was, you know, you get, I don't know, £5 an hour or whatever was the going rate back in those days. It's showing my age here. But that self-education pays off. And then reading books on property investing and, like, more recently, ChatGPT and cryptocurrency and AI and where the market is going and marketing and social media and all the things that you need to learn as we move into the future, that's another investment into your future. And that's the sort of thing that you should be getting yourself educated about. And then finally, I have to stick this one in because property's done very well for me. I've been in property since 1996, I want to say. Is that 27 years, 28 years? Goodness, I can't be right. Really, maybe it's 99. 99, 23 years, 24 years. Goodness me, I'm still very old. Property, during my darkest times, my darkest hours, when I didn't have the mental capacity to work because we had child abduction going on and family court hearings and sexism like you wouldn't believe it in the family court hearing. I mean, just really bad shit going down, you know. And property, it was been there all through those times, paying me a cash-flowing income. And it will do that till the day that I die. Hopefully, they'll all be paid off. They'll all be wrapped up into some kind of a trust. They'll be passed on to kids and so on, or wrapped up into a business that we can pass on to the kids. And so property, you know, property is a long-term thing. Now, I'm not saying that property is the best thing. I'm just saying that for me, property has done incredibly well and still does very well to this day. And so, you know, when you buy property, the rents go up, the prices of the houses go up, and you bought at 40 grand and now they're worth 100, or you bought 150 and now they're worth 250, and the rent used to be 595 and now it's £1,200. The rents have doubled. And so property's done very, very well. And the, you know, the £400 mortgage, all right, that might have gone up a little bit to £600 or £700. Thank you very much, recent Conservative governments, the country. So they might have gone up, but even if they've gone up to £800, I'm still renting out at £1,200, £1,300. And so the difference between the two gets bigger as time progresses. And so property's been incredibly powerful for me. Do we like rent to rent? Rent to rent is an option of getting control over a property for a set period of time. We like buy to let. There's no question of that. Do we like sourcing deals and sourcing properties and making a quick £2,000-£3,000? Or in fact, hotels, as we're doing now, making a quick £5,000 or £10,000? Yeah, 100% love that. You get in, you do the deal, you get back out, you take the £3,000, you know, you pay tax on it, obviously. You put it into an ISA, you put it into your pension, you pay down some mortgage debt, which pays off over, again, another 10 or 20 years time. Absolutely, 100% property is the way forward. But it has to be a stepping stone of get your health in place, get your ISAs and your pension in place, continually get yourself educated, and then you can start to move some of that stuff over to property for the longer-term wealth. I hope that's useful. Quick one today because we're rammed. We'll catch up with you on the next video, which is tomorrow. Have yourselves a wicked day, and we'll speak to you then. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.